The lawn was too damp and slippery, and the orchard too far from the house for Lincoln's newly developed prudishness. But I don't think it's Lady Vickers' lectures that are stopping you from kissing me. It's your own self-imposed ban. You're afraid that kissing me on the lips will lead to intimate encounters in the bedroom. Not just the bedroom, he muttered. My cheeks heated despite the chill in the air. Winter may be over, but its tail had some wag left in it. I'd never been fond of winter, having spent years walking in thin shoes on streets slick with ice and huddled with other children in crumbling buildings that failed to keep out the damp and cold. Spring meant the slow climb to warmth had begun. I looked forward to the first appearance of flowers because it meant that somehow they had survived another harsh winter, like me. This spring signalled my fourth season at Lichfield Towers. I'd been here 9 months and I would remain here for the rest of my life. Sometimes I had to pinch myself for reassurance that I wasn't dreaming. I breathed in the sweet air and took in the view in front of me and the handsome view walking beside me. Lincoln stopped watching me from beneath lowered lashes, gathered me in his arms, and kissed me passionately on the mouth. A moment later, we parted, and I looked back at the house. No one spied on us. She moved away from the window, he said. And I only get one kiss? I didn't bring you out here to kiss you. I want to talk. I narrowed my gaze at him. Lincoln wasn't much of a conversationalist. That sounds ominous. Is it about tonight's dinner party? Because you have to be there. You can't get out of it, so don't pretend your injuries still bother you when I know they don't. I've long given up hope of getting out of tonight. Indeed, I don't want to. I'm looking forward to seeing you shine. Tonight's party, my first as hostess, had been planned to the finest detail. Cook began preparations weeks ago. Mrs. Cotchin, the housekeeper, and Doyle, the butler, had employed extra staff on a temporary basis, and everything was in order for our guests' arrival in 7 hours' time, from the polished doorknobs to the ice cave in the basement ready to receive cook's ice molds. Under Lady Vickers' guidance, I'd left nothing to chance. So what do you want to talk about? I pressed. Doors. Pardon? Doors. More specifically, one door. Alice. Ah, that kind of door. When Lincoln's mother had met my friend Alice Everhart, she'd called her a door to other realms. Alice had dreams that came to life and caused havoc for those near her. But it seemed we'd been wrong about their cause. It wasn't her imagination that came to life, but real individuals from other realms who made their way here, searching for her. Somehow, Alice's dreams brought them. Lincoln had been researching other worlds, portals, and traveling between realms ever since, but with little luck. I'd urged him to visit his mother to ask her what she knew, but he'd refused. Instead, he'd gone to Frakingham House in Hertfordshire, where a gentleman by the name of Jack Langley lived. Lincoln had met Langley and his wife in Paris a year ago, where he learned that the gentleman could start fires simply by thought. Lincoln added him to the ministry's files upon his return to London and had not been in contact with him since. But an inkling had sent him to the manor, which the locals called Freak House, to try to find out more about realms. He'd come home disappointed a week later. Mr. Langley had acted as if he didn't know what Lincoln spoke about. Lincoln had known he was lying. His mother's seer's abilities flowed through him, albeit in a diminished capacity, but it meant his instincts were strong. I had a letter from Langley yesterday, Lincoln told me. He's decided to tell you everything he knows, I asked, hopeful. He's still refusing. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I want your help informing Alice that we've got no answers to explain her predicament, or rid her of it. You'll deliver the news better than me. We wouldn't have to deliver bad news at all if you agreed to see